Time now to check in with the Hall of Famer, senior fantasy analyst, NFL Media, NFL Network, the King of Kings, I guess, Michael Fabiano. How are you?
I don't know about that. I think Triple H is the King of Kings. Are you a wrestling
Triple
fan?
H, I am. I am.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley, the King of Kings? Yeah.
That's good. I won't take that title from him then.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't take anything from him.
No,
I'd get beaten up.
Get beat up, thrown in the corner. All right,
exactly.
This is turning into running back central today. We're just at that point in the season, and especially with the news of Le'Veon Bell looking at coming back in week 7. And so a lot of the mailbag is, what do I do with James Conner, and what is the strategy with Le'Veon Bell? So let's just start with that.
I don't know that that's accurate, that he's coming back in week 7 or 8. I'm not sure. From the people that I've talked to, that's not something that's guaranteed at this point. You're sort of in a holding pattern. You're playing the matchups with Connor. In his last three games, his numbers have all dropped. The Steelers' offense didn't look good against the Ravens this past week. And I do like the matchup this week, though, against Atlanta, so he's probably going to be someone that you're going to be playing. It's status quo at this point. I mean, you can't trade Le'Veon because I don't know how much value you're going to get with him, because there's still question marks about whether or not he is truly coming back in week 7 or 8. And I don't know if you want to trade for him, because – what are you going to potentially get? I mean, he's not going to be on the field for at least a couple of more weeks. So for me, unless someone out there loves Le'Veon, and maybe you have Le'Veon and James Conner, and you can package Le'Veon and James Conner and get, for example, Saquon Barkley, then maybe I think about it. Otherwise, I'm probably just status quo, just waiting and hoping that he's coming back soon.
Okay, let's run through a bunch of these other backs. Leonard Fournette, what's the view from you?
The view is that he's become a huge headache, and the fact that he's dealing with a hamstring injury is now going to keep him out, it looks like, for a couple of weeks. And if I'm an owner of Fournette, I'm frustrated. Hopefully I picked up T.J. Yeldon off the waiver wire as a handcuff, or maybe drafted him as a handcuff, because you need, and the Jaguars need, to let this injury heal up. It's the same thing with Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
If they keep running him out there and giving him limited snaps – I mean, not that the Vikings care about our fantasy football team, neither the Jaguars, but still, I mean, it's not good for the players either. It's not good for the players behind them. They can't get into a rhythm if they're going to keep utilizing these guys on snap counts. So, bad matchup for Dalvin this week, too, against the Eagles. So, he's sort of a risk-reward proposition at this point, too. But in terms of Fournette, you've got to get insurance for him. Hopefully, you did get T.J. Yeldon.
What's your view of the – I'm getting questions about the Saints with Ingram and Kamara and short yardage. It looks to me it's like it's Ingram, but what's your view of the Saints running back situation for fantasy players?
Well, I mean, you know, Kamara's not going to keep up this touchdown pace. It's ridiculous at this point. So you're going to see Mark Ingram utilized. On early downs, you're going to see Mark Ingram utilized down near the goal line. But remember, these two backs – were on the same field very often last season, and they both performed very well. So is Ingram going to eat into some of the touchdown opportunities of Kamara? Yeah. But is it going to be enough to keep Kamara from producing monster numbers? No, because, I mean, the guy's basically a running back who's a wide receiver. Let's put it that way. He had 20 targets 2 weeks ago. So no concerns for me. If I had Kamara, would I rather not have Ingram back? Of course, because – you know, you want to be a touch hog, but he'll be fine. Both guys will be fine.
I think the sorting out of Atlanta is the same sort of deal with Freeman and Coleman.
Yeah, well, see, when Freeman comes back, I mean, he's going to be more of the lead back than Coleman was. And actually, Coleman lost touches to Ito Smith this past week, which put a dent into his fantasy potential. So depending on whether or not Freeman is back this week, we shall see. If he is back, you're going to start him as an RB2. And then Coleman sort of moves back into that flex starter slot, maybe a guy that you're not starting if the matchup is not good, but this week it is a good matchup.
Okay, talk me off the ledge here. We're talking with Michael Fabiano, senior fantasy analyst, NFL Media, NFL Network, the Hall of Famer. And that is, anybody in their right mind who thinks what Trubisky did last week against a bad Buccaneers defense, I am not buying this long term. And there are people that are all excited in the league that I'm in trying to get him. And I'm like, go for it. Knock yourself out. I don't see it. What about you?
I'm right there with you. Because, I mean, what did he have, 2 touchdowns and 5 turnovers in his first few games? I mean, he wasn't that good. And the Buccaneers defense is just bad. I mean, it's historically bad. I mean, this is like, you know, it's like giving out Halloween candy to kids. It's ridiculous. They're giving out fantasy points hand over fist. the defense is just bad. Maybe they make some adjustments in the bye week. I'm not sure, but I don't buy into Trubisky. I still think he's just a QB too. And you're telling me that when Trubisky comes back and he's got games against Miami on the road and Miami's pass defense is pretty good, or against New England or against the Jets, you're going to play him? You're going to play him against Minnesota? You're going to play him against the Rams later in the season? No. I mean, so I wouldn't pick him up, especially considering they're on a bye. And, hell, I'd rather have Jameis Winston, to be quite honest with you.
Watson or Mahomes from the mailbag this week?
See, this is – and, you know, people on Twitter are – you know, Twitter's kind of a mean place sometimes, Brad.
Yes.
And people
yes.
are always asking me, why do you talk about starting Mahomes? Because I get tons of questions about whether or not to start him because he was drafted as a QB2, and a lot of people have another really good quarterback. So this week I'm going Watson over Mahomes because of the matchup, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm benching Patrick Mahomes. Because Mahomes has been lights out. Now, this is going to be the ultimate test. This is going to be fun, right? I mean, when you've got Mahomes and that offense going on all cylinders, they're playing the Jaguars, who have maybe the best defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you know, it's one of those situations where you're going to be very interested to see what happens and what Mahomes can do against an elite defense like Jacksonville. But there I'd go Watson.
A couple other questions. Seattle's running back situation. I think these are the Rashad Penny guys that are coming out of the woodwork saying what happened.
Yeah, well, that is a good question, and I don't understand why the Seahawks drafted a running back in the first round if they're not going to use him when he's got a chance to be a featured back. It was weird that Mike Davis came in and was the better back, and it was a great matchup because the Cardinals, as you guys know, can't stop the run.
Yeah.
So now Pete Carroll comes out, and mind you, this is a weak remove from Carson having 34 touches and having a really good game against the Cowboys, right? And everyone's like, oh, Carson, finally they get him the ball. Then he's hurt, doesn't play. Mike Davis comes in. Looks good, and Pete Carroll says, well, Mike Davis is going to factor into the rotation in that backfield now, too. Thanks a lot. So now you're looking at a backfield situation that's a mess. The Rams defense, you don't want to mess with them. Game script is going to be on the negative side for Carson. He went from having his value starting to rise to having it tank real quick.
Anything else before you get out of here this week that caught your eye, Michael?
Everything catches my eye. Are you kidding me?
No,
everything catches my eye. Here's the one thing that catches my eye.
Yeah.
The quarterback position this year is ridiculous. So Patrick Mahomes scored 22 points against Denver on Monday night. He was the 12th highest scoring quarterback. 12th! So in a 10-team league, he wasn't even a starter. I mean, it's insane. Like right now, you have to go into a week thinking, if my quarterback gets me 18 or less, it's not really a great week.
No, it's
because they're all putting up ridiculous numbers. And don't be afraid. And you know, I get it. Like, you know, you hate to bench Aaron Rodgers. You hate to bench Drew Brees. You know, typically you're not going to do that. But I've got Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan this week. I'm playing Matt Ryan. You know, if I've got Mahomes this week and I've got Watson, like that one question was, I'm starting Watson. Like, you can play the matchups. Like, I'm not touching Russell Wilson this week, which means he'll probably score 20 points. But I'm not touching him because the Rams have owned him. So, like, I'd rather have Blake Bortles over Russell Wilson. So don't be afraid to play the matchups because the league, the way that it's set up right now, right or wrong, because I think some of these rules are ridiculous. I mean, they can't even hug a guy and they're getting calls.
Yeah.
It's all pro offense. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be like the Arena League out there, and people are going to be throwing for 400 or 500 yards a game. How many quarterbacks right now are on pace for 40 touchdowns? I think it's like half a dozen. It's crazy. So don't be afraid to play the matchups with the quarterbacks. I mean, clearly, typically, you're going to be starting your studs, but don't be afraid to bench an Aaron Rodgers for a Patrick Mahomes. Don't be afraid to bench a Russell Wilson, who's struggling right now, for a guy like Blake Bortles, because the matchups are very important right now. And again, the way that the league is set up, it's helping quarterbacks and it's helping offenses.
As always, the Hall of Famer delivers. Thanks, Michael. Talk next week.
Go Yankees. We'll see you, pal.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Got to get that in there. Michael Fabiano, NFL Network, Senior Fantasy Analyst, NFL Media. Always good to catch up with Michael. Sports360AZ.com.